Last week, power company PacifiCorp quietly announced it had finished removing the Condit Dam in southwest Washington. It's the second largest dam removal ever in the United States, and it's revealed a stretch of White Salmon River that was lost for 100 years. Correspondent Amelia Templeton joined one of the first expeditions down the free-flowing river.
It's a damp day in November. River guide Todd Collins addresses a crowd of 30 people in wetsuits. They've traveled here to paddle through the old site of the Condit Dam.
It's probably the most beautiful section of the White Salmon River, and I'm talking from like Trout Lake all the way down. It's pretty stunning.
PacifiCorp blasted a hole in the dam last October, but it's taken a year to pull out the rest of the concrete and clear debris. Collins tells the paddlers to watch out for the trees that are still working their way down the river and to avoid taking an accidental swim.
I think swims would be pretty scary just because you don't really know what's in there, and there's just logs that are in places and formations that don't make any sense.
But the mood is euphoric. Kayakers push off from shore in plastic boats colored like Skittle candies.
Forward paddle.
A yellow raft carries three fish biologists who've come to observe the river's transformation. Margaret Newman directs the Mid-Columbia Fisheries Enhancement Group.
Oh, I'm super excited to see the lower river and to see the habitat that's opened up and what fish might be here already.
The Condit was 125 feet tall, and it didn't have fish ladders. That's the primary reason it was removed. Newman says last year, as the deconstruction began, steelhead trout found the hole in the dam and began swimming through it and appearing upriver.
This 20-pound fish can do something that a human could never do, right? We can never swim over a waterfall. We can never swim through a hole in a dam.
Swift water carries the raft and the biologists downstream. They reach the edge of what was once a shallow, man-made lake